Fletch, Vaughan and Megan.
The podcast.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to the show. Fletch, Vaughan and Laura and Jason PJ. Hey.
Oh, hang on. Morning. Here we go.
Oh, I'm on the wrong mic.
No, come on. Here, we'll share.
This is a lot to take in.
Kind of got to share a mic, don't you?
It's all right. Morning, everyone.
You could have faked this and no one would have known.
Yeah, I know.
We were doing a live feed.
That's what
night.
I wanted to do.
A couple of people up at 2 o'clock watching a live feed. We thought we got to do it for them.
Yeah, do you know before the internet?
I've seen enough spy movies to know you can loop security footage. Make it look like no one's in the corridor.
She keeps going to the toilet.
That's the world's longest elevator ride. Before the days of internet streaming, you could really fake the old radio promo, couldn't you? Really get away with these things.
The one aspect of life that the internet's made more honest, radio.
Yeah.
We can't lie like we used to.
Right, so in the middle of the 25-hour hug, what hour? Or is this
13?
Yeah, 13 or 14. PJ had a little bit of a nervous breakdown this morning. It was about 3:30.
Yeah.
And then we went for a walk outside and got some fresh air. And then she just switched and she's like, "I'm back, Jace. It's great. We're past the halfway point. We can do this. It's amazing." And I didn't have the heart to tell her we hadn't hit halfway.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the cramp when you wake up because you can't get comfortable.
Is it harder than you thought?
Yeah.
Because it
doesn't look comfortable.
We did the 51-hour show last year where we stayed awake 51 hours. This is so much harder than that.
It's different hard. It's physically hard.
Because you smoke meth, you're awake for like 3 days.
The meth's not going to help the hug, is it?
No.
No.
It's really not. It's damn
but
shame.
But they get all the offers on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Proof that meth can't solve every problem.
So zmonline.com are the live stream, Jason PJ. Kind of going back out to your lounge now, I guess.
Yeah, we're watching Anchorman.
Oh, brilliant. It's great.
Snapchat is the right way to follow us because we are going to be moving around a bit this morning. So, yeah, Jason PJ Snapchat.
Is it?
What's more comfortable? Sitting, standing, lying would be the worst, right?
Lying
is the worst.
How do you go to the toilet? I've just got to ask because...
Is it true that you've taken Imodium or whatever it's called, PJ?
I did, and Mum wasn't happy. She was like, "Putty, that's not natural."
It is, though.
Has your mum ever been to Thailand or Bali?
Oh, yeah.
Because you need that.
You got an action-packed weekend at your place, mate, when that wears off. Let me tell you.
Fletch, Vaughan and Megan.
All right, story time. I've got three news headlines. Vaughan and Laura, you pick the one story we talk about today. Headline one, zero Uber rating. Headline two, man uses fire extinguishers to hide from police. And headline three, rich kids of Instagram evidence.
I know the last story. Rich kids of Instagram, their photos and everything were being used as evidence of like tax evasion or claiming things as a business expense.
Yeah.
But then their kids were using it for personal. The rich parents of the rich kids.
Do you think that those kids, you know how they say no one's ever as cool as their Instagram feed? Do you think those rich kids of Instagram, it's
see what they're saying?
Really they're saying that. Bedwetters. Yeah. Bedwetters and...
Yeah.
Like terrible drivers and everything that awful people. That goes without saying.
And plus, we're New Zealanders. We're going to mow them down.
Yeah.
They're rich and they're showing off.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Well, it turns out that there was some legal stuff there too.
you're not wrong. All right, well, you know that story.
Fire extinguishers would just be setting off fire extinguishers to hide from the police. Probably your Uber rating.
Yeah, so I know
people
know
get people get jazzed on their Uber ratings.
They're important.
Well, yeah, the weekend I found mine out, didn't I? I was a 4.77 or a 4.76.
4.81 over here.
Well, we just had a message from an international listener who was on his way to work in Wagga Wagga.
Yep.
Tony. And he just checked his and it was 5.
Oh, I can't use it that much.
He apparently uses it quite a bit.
What?
To get home from drinking. And he lives in Wagga Wagga. So what else is there to do apart from drink?
Well, fair call. Okay. All right. Well, we go to Philadelphia. An Uber driver was taking a man from Philadelphia to New York. So that is...
Philly to New York is a big drive.
Is it a few hours?
Yeah.
That would be quite an expensive Uber, you'd imagine, because you can get a taxi, can't you? I mean, you could get a train, rather.
Yeah.
Probably how you're more likely to get there. Anyway, so really weird. So this 43-year-old Uber driver...
95 miles is right. How far that is.
Okay, so like it'd be like getting an Uber from Auckland to Hamilton.
Hamilton, yep.
So this Uber driver is 43 years old. His name is Corey Robinson. He picks up this guy, Juan Carlos, who's 20. And so he's going to take him to New York City from Philadelphia.
Hmm.
Halfway, the Uber driver's like, "Look, I'm pretty tired. I'd love it if you drive. I'll just take a nap."
Come on, then.
Wakes up when this 20-year-old has broken the speed limit and rather than stopping and pulling over for police, starts a police pursuit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How quaint.
Apparently, the guy had gone 21 Ks over the speed limit.
21 miles or 21 Ks?
Sorry, 21 miles. So, yeah, like right. 30, 40 Ks, whatever that is, and didn't stop. And so ended up in a police chase and then eventually police stopped the car. Hence, a zero Uber rating and an error, and probably a zero driver rating too for falling asleep.
Well, yeah, there's probably a legal sort of thing as well, isn't there, to do with driving another man's Uber?
Yeah. Well, I don't think you can, but it's your can't personal swap.
You
car,
own the
isn't
Uber,
it?
Right? It's, you no, own the Uber, so you can decide if they drive, surely.
No, there'd be rules.
You wouldn't be allowed to let the guy drive.
Nah, you wouldn't be allowed. Like, it's your vehicle, but you are a passenger carrier.
Right. He's been charged with several traffic violations, unlawfully fleeing a police officer and driving without a license. Because, oh, yeah, that's right. He didn't have a license.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay. Nice.
So you'd give him zero. Maybe you'd at least give the Uber driver 2 or 3 out of 5, right?
I don't know if I'd love it if...
I mean, it was his car.
I like to imagine you ran over the police spikes and the car ground to a halt, you kind of made a deal that you were going to give each other 5?
Fledge, Vaughn and Megan.
So I've got a bit of an update, a fishing update. You know how we've been talking for the last...
We've talked about this fishing. This is the Hawke's Bay fishing competition.
Backstory.
Man caught a big fish, won the competition, supposed to get in a Zuzu truck.
Yeah.
Then they thought, actually, we think he's lying. We'll do a lie detector test. He failed the lie detector test. Bearing in mind, he is a former police officer.
Detective.
They wouldn't give him the truck. Then they interviewed his friends who watched him do the fishing. Then they decided that they would give him the truck, citing a peer review of the polygraph test.
Now this is the latest update.
It's just a storm of controversy.
So he's had this truck taken off and given to him and taken off him because the reason being you had to catch a marlin and it had to be over a certain weight to tick the criteria required in this competition to win the truck. He did that. They thought he caught it on a previous day and froze it and weighed it later.
Put some heavy stuff in it to make it weigh more. Yeah. Well, now receivers have been appointed to a company run by the fishing contest promoter who initially, they were the people that had initially denied awarding him the prize. So they're now going into receivership.
Right.
So that's
why they didn't want to give him the Isuzu ute.
They needed it to get their stuff out of the office and get out of there before the receivers came in and took everything.
Right. Was this one of those competitions that's insured? Like, is it semi well known?
They actually say.
But I don't think a lot of people would know how those work.
If there's a prize or prize money that seems ridiculous and there's only a chance you're going to win it,
Generally,
the people running the competition will have a sort of a competition insurance.
Like for example, basketball halfway shots, kick from halfway to win $1 million.
An insurance company does the stats on what your chances are as an average person of getting that over.
So you might
a randomly selected person from some random seat within the stadium could kick the ball over. It's like a 1 in 850 chance. So then they say to the people running the competition, all right, the insurance you're going to have to take out, it's going to be 10 grand, but if someone gets it, we'll pay out the 100 grand.
Yeah.
Depending on
the prize money, that's how big your insurance premium is for that competition.
Mm.
So it sounds like it might have been one of those deals, and it might have cost some 10 grand or 5 grand to...
Well, how much is an Isuzu worth?
$48,000
or $58,000 when all this is going down first time round.
Do you think this is the end of this saga or do you think it'll keep going?
I think it's the gift that keeps on giving. Also,
happen next though? They've gone into receivership. Did they not pay the insurance premium?
Who knows?
On the prize insurance.
They contacted the guy who won the competition. They asked if he'd received a ute or any of his money yet from this. He said, haven't got it yet. There's been no transactions.
Oh.
But Isuzu apparently have come to us and said they'll give us a truck and they'll fight with him to get the money back that they gave.
Isn't
these people
good?
Are now going into receivership.
Right.
Apparently, there's still more fishing competitions to come, just that, so no one panic. Like, don't worry, there's going to be more. The Auckland Snapper Challenge and next year's Beach and Boat Challenge are still going ahead. They are unaffected by the receivership.
Right, they're different
different companies.
Different people.
Yes.
Wow. Right. Well, that's good on Isuzu because they probably had nothing to do with this. And
it's just
fine.
Our 12 years of broadcasting together, we'd never previously mentioned Isuzu once. But this fishing competition, we have said Isuzu like a million times.
I almost
feel obligated to buy an Isuzu ute next time I purchase a vehicle.
And so you should.
I definitely should.
So you should.
Not an Isuzu Moo, though.
It's called
the Moo? The Moo, the mystery utility.
The very weird little cars.
Awful car.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
Now, there is a song which has made an entire island upset.
What song is that?
I took a pill in Ibiza.
Now, this song at the moment is number one in the UK. It is number 9 in the United States.
You're right.
In fact, it's top 10 and a lot of singles charts around the world. Mike Posner and Seeb. I took a pill in Ibiza. Ibiza? Ibiza.
Ibiza.
I've always heard Ibiza. And I thought maybe that's why they're upset, because at the start of the song they say Ibiza.
Right. I've never been. Of it, don't you? You know how big it is. Huge with electronic music, dance.
Yeah.
2.5 million people visited last year, a third of them British, which is almost enough to put me off. Because if you've been anywhere...
The Brits are up there with the Aussies when it comes to international travel.
Pretty much they are.
I just typed in I-T-O into Google and it already knows what I'm after. I took a pill.
Okay.
And Ibiza.
So it's obviously angered them because they're like, come on, guys. It's not just a place to come and take a pill.
We don't talk about it. We all know what happens here, but we don't talk about it.
Yeah, the island's tourism director, Vincent Ferreira, is not happy. He said, look, guys, we've got museums, beaches, culture, what's that? Flash food? Gastronomy? Gastronomy? Is that food?
Yeah, that's the...
Gastronomy?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, see there, Laura?
Gastro.
Gastronomy. Yeah, we just say gastro, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because that makes it sound like you got poos. Gastro.
Sound like something's bad.
Okay. It's the...
Gastro's a bug.
Yes.
You get a gastro bug.
Okay, right. Because it affects your system.
The
same system that enjoys food.
Well, anyway, they're saying it's a fantastic tourist destination.
Right.
Don't kind of think of us like that. In fact, MTV wanted to film a show there last year about... like a reality show based on Ibiza.
The party scenes.
And it got shut down because of locals. They were like, no.
Didn't Geordie Shaw go to Ibiza?
All the Brits go there. And, like, you hear stories. Like, I've had mates that have gone and you hear that, like, horrific stories.
I thought it was
like
only...
people that pretty much die or nearly die.
Yeah, forgive me for my ignorance when it came to Ibiza. I thought it just was a party island. I didn't think
your
mum and dad would go there on a Mediterranean cruise or anything.
Cruises will go through there, but I doubt that, your mum and dad aren't going to stop off and go to...
It's 5 times the size of Mykonos.
Okay.
That I'm just reading more about
it.
Yeah, it's not a tiny island.
No, it looks amazing. Like
it looks beautiful, but I just assumed like parts of Thailand that were beautiful had been ruined by tourists who like drugs and terrible music.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
I want to talk about something that sort of lit up the internet yesterday. It's about this poor bastard, and I call him a poor bastard because it really is a poor bastard. His girlfriend suffers, that's not the bad part, she suffers from anxiety. So anytime he can go out of the house for her, he likes to do that, as a good boyfriend does.
She doesn't want to go out ever.
Ever.
Oh, okay.
No, not ever. I think she was just having a bad day.
Okay, right.
So doesn't want to go out ever this day.
Okay, yeah, one of those days.
So she's written him a list.
Yeah.
And on the list it says fake eyelash kit.
Yeah.
Eyelashes, applicator.
Oh, so he's been sent on a makeup run.
On a wild goose trip.
Oh, that's not specific enough. Firstly,
do you know what I've just learned?
What?
Do you know what I've just learned? Is that I have been saying for years to my wife, you look better without makeup, don't put makeup on.
Mm.
She doesn't want to hear it.
No, she doesn't.
Don't say that.
No, you can shove that right up your jacks.
Yeah, be like, oh, you look lovely. With that on.
With an inch of
she's beautiful
stuff
no matter
on.
What.
Yeah, definitely.
But you tell her beautiful, she's beautiful every day.
They might take it as you think they're not very good at putting on makeup. I didn't know that. I thought I was complimenting her natural beauty and her, because I like she's got little freckles, but when she makes up, they cover them up.
Yeah.
don't.
You're a bit of a cute husband,
guys,
aren't you?
I'm just. I've learned, and it's taken me like 11 years to learn this.
Yep.
They don't want to hear you look better without makeup on. Be like, damn, girl, makeup on fleek, and then just jaggle
maybe
your
head. I don't
like
say that so much.
Right.
I don't know as much.
Maybe find your own way of saying that.
But this beautiful soul has gone out. He's got his list for his eyelash kit for his missus. But he screen grabbed the text that they've sent to one another, and her name is saved as my beautiful sunshine. Adorable.
That's not that terrible.
She sounds like a total bitch. She's put, thanks again for going, this will be the last time I ask. And he's put, what's Matt? M-A-T-T-E.
Matt.
Non-shiny. Like, not sparkly, just a flat colour. And he said, is that for lipstick? How is something light bright? That like contradicts itself. It's underlined too. Why did you underline light? So she's given him this massive list of all these things, not just the eyelash kit, but that is hard enough. An eyelash kit is hard enough to track down, but she's got all this makeup, and this poor bastard is running around town sending all these texts, and she's just being like, don't worry about it. I'm sorry I asked you.
Who uploaded screen caps of the texts?
Well, he did on his Twitter.
Well, no, he's a silly boy.
And he's asking for a bit of feedback. Now, Guppy has one time done this for me.
Yeah.
One time, I was getting ready for an event that I was emceeing, and I knocked a whole lot of makeup and my perfume off the counter and shattered everywhere. Yeah. That bathroom smelled real nice though.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'll be back. I'll be right back. And then he came back. He's like, I could only get the perfume because I had no idea what the other stuff was.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're adorable. Good try. Do you ever buy stuff for Sade?
I've got a Megan for this. If we're ever traveling with work and a guy going through duty free. Megan's must have talked to Sade, my wife, about what she
likes.
Has, and so Megan knows.
She just always,
which is
gets,
really, or they maybe they communicate, and I just stand there, I just wait, and I talk to the lady at the checkout. Well, they gather the things, and then I just pay for
it. But your husband's traveling all over the world all the time. He'd be in cheap Mac continents all the time.
Well, that's interesting you say that because India particularly popular with the Mac makeup, and it's
really
it's relatively.
Or how many other lads on the Black Cats pop into a Sephora for some bargain makeup?
I think those who are really have their wives have them wrapped around their little finger. Yeah, they might nip into those stores. But Gabby has come back with some. He's bless him. He's like, that was a pretty colour. And I go, it is a pretty colour.
He chose the colour.
Yeah.
No, you don't choose the colour.
He's beautiful. No,
you have to choose the colour.
No, well, I don't really. I really do trust him. I think he because I have to put makeup on a lot for going out for things, he watches me put it on. So he knows the colours that I sort of like.
Right.
So bless him.
Yeah.
Because I'm just trying to get the colours that your face would be already. Like, what? Is that what you do?
No. You try and get the colours that are on your face already. Is that what you just said?
Because it's to make it like a... I'll stop now.
Should we stop now? Dig too big a hole.
Yeah. Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
Kiwi Living, our return to our screens last week, second week back, and doing the health and wellbeing section of the show in season two is Monty Beetham. Good morning, Monty.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Very good. Very healthy.
Yeah, you look very muscly.
You do look very. You've got a glow.
Very muscly.
Got a glow about you.
The glow.
Are you in better shape now or when you played professional rugby league?
Different shape.
Different shape.
A lot smaller, a lot leaner, I guess. Obviously, when you're playing league, you need to be a bit bigger and take the knocks. And the knocks I did. So boxing, you're a bit leaner and meaner.
Yeah.
And got to get down to that weight, which is under 90 kilos. So.
Do you still have a thing for chocolate?
Love chocolate.
That's your thing.
Love chocolate. Normally everything in moderation, but you know, with me, Laura, it's all or nothing.
Yeah,
so it's either I have it and have plenty of it or I don't.
What's your favourite flavour?
I like it all.
Okay.
It's like pizza. There's never a bad pizza.
Yeah.
There's never a bad chocolate, really.
I'll second that, yeah.
But you've got to be out there and doing your work. In moderation for the people out there, of course, remember, well-being and health is what I'm all about.
Moments ago just say it's all or nothing when it comes to chocolate.
Yes.
That's the thing now, Monty. You're on TV, you're saying, you know, let's all be healthy, but then you're going to go to the supermarket. People are going to start judging what's in your shopping trolley.
Hey, look, I've been in my Steps for Life car, which is my... foundation dedicated to the fight against obesity and going through the drive-thru at McDonald's and sort of felt like a hypocrite at times. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, there's time for that and time to get out there and work hard and then make amends for the calories that you're taking
on board. You go through the drive-thru, see, I could find a way around anything. You'd be like, this is just, you say to the person, this is just the example of a bad meal I needed.
Exactly.
Thank you, I'm taking this somewhere to show people. And then you just ate it on the way home.
Yeah. But like you say, moderation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm not in nearly as good a shape as Monty.
Oh, boys, you're looking good. Not as good as Laura, though. Laura is always smoking hot.
She does the boxing, doesn't she?
Monty.
Yeah. Oh, she comes to your gym.
Not my gym, but she goes down to Boxing Alley. Haven't seen her for a little while. But
I've been there, but you're never there. You're never there the times that I'm there.
Oh. You're like, you've been busy in the night.
You've been busy on your new show, have you?
Yeah, that's right.
So what? Last week it was about the bushwalk. The great
bushwalk.
Do you think it's a lost Kiwi tradition, the bushwalk?
Well, when's the last time you've been for a bushwalk? Let's be honest.
Never. School camp.
A couple of years ago. Yeah? We nearly burned down a Dockhart a couple of years ago. That would probably be the last
time. And it's a beautiful place. On our doorstep, we have some scenery there that we can use. We can take the kids out there and we can enjoy the walk as we saw last week. It was a lot of fun and the games you can play and really make it an outing for the family, which is a lot of fun. But if it was like me and my kids going out there in the car, you feel like killing them on the way out there, right?
And you're
fighting in the back.
You're going to the isolated New Zealand bush, which is the perfect place to kill someone.
Or let them loose.
And actually, it would burn a lot more calories carrying a body up a steep incline.
So tonight, you're dealing with a story on insomnia.
Yep. Well, looking at Laura now, I'm picking she didn't get much sleep last night because she's a hard-working girl, but insomnia, 50% of the country struggle with this at one stage of their lives. I went through this a number of years ago, and it's debilitating. It really is. So we're talking to Dr. Anna Clarkson, who and give us some pointers on how to get a good night's sleep.
What was causing your insomnia? Did you get to the bottom of it, or did it just disappear?
Oh, look, there's strategies involved. Yeah, chocolate. Doesn't help, but there's strategies involved, whether it be stress on your mind, or some people have a hard time getting to sleep. Some people wake up throughout the night, so everyone's got different
Have you heard of the 478 breathing?
The 478 breathing, yeah. Well, there is a breathing routine that we go through tonight that can help you, and breathing is crucial. Like, people say, just relax. You try and relax, and all you want to do is sleep, and you haven't slept for days.
That's like saying to a grumpy person, stop being grumpy.
Yeah.
It's the worst way to relax is being told you've got to relax.
Also, you're grumpy.
Stop being grumpy. You're being very grumpy. Super grumpy. What else are you going to cover off in the upcoming weeks then?
Oh, look, plenty. Obviously, the change of season soon. So we talked to a really cool doctor about influenza and how you beat that. And does a man flu really exist?
Oh, it does.
Of course,
it does,
we know it does, doesn't it?
We know it does.
Laura will have a different opinion on this.
Would you pansies get yourselves together? There is not man flu.
Will we finally have...
You'll never know, Laura. You will never know.
Never know,
We'll finally have the scientific backing that we've...
Yeah, maybe. I don't want to give it away.
Just because girls are tougher than boys.
We might be a really cool doctor about it too.
Fledge, Vaughn and Megan.
We got to live a dream yesterday, didn't we? We got to destroy something.
There was a tank. There was a crane. There was an ice cream truck that I think we can say used to be a Mr. Whippy van now that nothing went wrong. apparently Mr. Whippy didn't want to say it was an old Mr. Whippy truck. Because
I think we
could have gone horribly wrong.
Like if someone was crushed to death.
Yeah, nothing went horribly wrong. Yeah. So,
but it was an old truck. Like it was one of the retro ice cream trucks.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got to live a dream, but there was a little bit of drama, and we now cross to past
Fletch and Vaughn. Thank you, future Fletch, Vaughn and Laura. We are down here at Morrison Cars. We are going to destroy the old ZM ice cream truck today.
Yeah.
It is 35 metres in the air as we stand.
Yeah.
Looking up at it.
She's been a trusty servant. She's dished out thousands and thousands of soft serve.
What? Yeah, I don't know how many hundreds of ice creams ago it should have stopped. It is a violation of every health hazard known to man in there at the moment.
The ceiling is caving in. There's rust flakes everywhere. Yeah. There's actual flakes as well on the floor, hundreds and thousands littered throughout.
There's one of those automatic fly spray things in there.
That's like, going to.
I don't know if someone turn around and get that right on the ice cream, I'm not sure.
So once we drop it from the crane, this is a two-pronged attack, Vaughn. Once we drop it, not only will it smash to the ground, but then...
I'll be saddling up in the big iron horse, which is just what I've called the tank behind me. And Ben, you're going to be driving this monstrous tank.
Well, I certainly am. We've got a 66 Abbott British Army tank here, weighs 18.5 tonne. We're powered by Rolls-Royce K60 multi-fuel. We've got a 105mm howitzer sitting on it, and I think we can destroy this thing.
Howitzer work? Does the gun?
Unfortunately, no. But,
maybe we
can make things happen.
What did this tank do? Like in the British Army, did it see any?
This one didn't actually see any war. It was a training vehicle.
Yeah.
How do you just decide to get a tank?
Because he can.
That is the best reason for having a tank that I have ever heard.
You know, come on, if you could have one, you would, wouldn't you?
I definitely would. After having just a little drive in it just before and doing some skids and a test of my seat, I would, yes.
Because it's got a license plate on it. Could you just drive this down the road?
Fantastic. It's registered and warranted. Off you go.
What's its top speed?
Oh, 65, 70 kilometres.
Because it felt like...
She doesn't muck around.
No, it felt like it had a bit of power. And a Rolls Royce. This is Rolls my first Royce. Time in a Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce. Multi-fuel, it'll burn anything. Petrol, kero, diesel, you name it.
Tanks, eh?
Tanks.
Tanks.
And we're going to be destroying the most pathetic vehicle that I've ever seen in the old ZM ice cream truck. Ben, we look forward to your role in this destruction next.
Fantastic, so am I.
And we've even got a few spectators, Vaughn.
Are you ready, crowd? They are ready.
All right, future Fletch, Vaughn and Laura will be back to you next, and we are going to drop our ZM ice cream truck and run over it with a tank.
We have an ice cream van hoisted 35 metres in the air on a portable crane and a tank ready to run it over with the minute it hits the ground.
And I tell you what, a lot of people have come down to watch us. It's like they're hell-bent on destruction.
They want this to explode, and they're not going to be happy until it's completely destroyed.
Are you nervous about your tank ride? Because that's we're dropping the van.
Uh-huh.
It's going to smash into the ground, and then you're going to be inside the tank that runs it over.
I just had a little spin in the tank before. It's not padded. I don't want anyone to be... there's no airbags.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty loose, but I'm pretty much Brad Pitt from that movie Fury. And a little bit hotter. It's been said a little bit hotter.
And our crowd, are we ready, guys? Are we ready?
So now the big question is, do we count down from 3 or 10?
Yeah, no, if you want the crowd involvement, you've got to get 10 because there's some stragglers at the back that might be talking that only catch on about 7, and that would be 0 if you started at 3. Basic countdown crowd maths there, Fletch. So we'll start at 10. To build the drama, drop on 0.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
An anticlimactic moment, Vaughn. The truck has not released.
It's rocking back and forth, but not released, no.
Hundreds and thousands dripping out of the overturned truck in the air.
Yes, it's fair to say more than your fair share of sprinkles have been spilt today.
So it looks like it's coming down now, Vaughn. A lot of anticipation in the crowd.
Yeah, huge anticipation. Heartbreaking that it couldn't flip it off.
Let me get the technical term. What exactly has happened here?
Look, mate, it's just a wee bit too heavy for his drop hook. The wire rope's catching on it. The best we can do is just drop it down. We'll trash it.
I saw you put a lot of lube on that hook too.
Yeah, a lot of lube. A lot of lube.
All right, well, Vaughn, you get into the tank. The truck is being laid down on its side, and we will destroy this truck. There's no doubt about it. James, the producer, a lot of disappointment, though.
Disappointment. But I think everyone was kind of... The main event was going to be the tank anyway, wasn't it?
It was.
Excited for.
Yeah.
That's the start of a big Rolls-Royce V8. Tank takeoff. We're moving. We've got movement. Hold on, Vaughn. Hold on.
I'm holding on.
Oh, Vaughn, you've got to listen in class or you'll never succeed. If success is driving a tank into an ice cream truck, then you do not need to listen. Take this ice cream truck. Victory will be ours, dairy-based snacks.
Oh, no, we've got the gun stuck in.
Oh, it's caught on our turret.
We've got the gun stuck in the truck. It's not every day you get your gun stuck in an ice cream truck.
That got a little close. I feel like we're doing a wheelie. Don't do it.
So, how's he doing?
Pretty good.
Are you out of 10?
I'd say 8.
Oh, so he can do better?
Yeah.
Oh, you cheese now.
That is rooted.
You're doing a great job, Vaughn. This is looking great.
That was very scary.
Guys, the tyres came off. The thing that goes around the tyres is off. Yeah, the track. Yeah, that thing. Oh, shit. Do we call AA?
Vaughn, you've just jumped down off the tank. How was that, mate?
It was really good. It was amazing fun. I felt like invincible, bulletproof. All of the things.
Right. You actually looked like you were driving it too.
Oh, did I? That was what I was hoping. Like enough for a like good profile pic?
Yeah, I got a profile pic out of that. Ben, you've come to an end. You would have probably liked to have done one more pass over, but the tyres come off.
One more pass would have been great, mate, but we've spat a track. We're over.
Is that what you call it? Spat a track when the...
We've spat a track, bro.
If this happened in World War II, we'd be sitting ducks for the Nazis.
We'd be toast, mate. We'd be toast.
How satisfying was that, destroying an ice cream truck?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Hey, it's right up there. Right up there.
At one stage, your gun got caught in the ice cream truck. You had to kind of reverse out a few times to get it. Pain when that happens.
Oh, a wee bit of a pain, but hey, we got there in the end, and the end result speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Hey, thanks so much, mate. That was just dream. You made a lot of kids happy.
I did.
And big kids.
And myself.
It felt like an episode of Dreams Come True.
It really did. Amazing. All right, well, thank you so much, Morrison's Cards, for having us. And RIP... our beloved ice cream truck, which is now in 1,000 pieces. Back to you, future Fletch, Vaughn and Laura. Thank you, past Fletch and Vaughn there. And one happy Vaughn. Thank you to everyone as well that came down. I know that it was a little bit frustrating when it didn't drop off the crane.
Yeah, that was.
But I tell you what, the crane guys tried their best.
Yeah.
It's just too heavy.
Yeah, I've never seen a quick release. Effectively, like there's two hooks.
Yeah.
And the ice cream truck was on one hook and then you lift up the other hook. And it tips it off.
Oh.
But because the ice cream truck was so heavy, they couldn't get it to tip. They kept grabbing just before it tipped. So that's the reason why we couldn't drop it from
which
the crane.
Which is really what you want your crane to do, hold on to things.
Yeah.
It's quite good, actually.
Cranes are made to do very well.
But the joy in your voice squealing like a little girl.
I had no idea I was...
So excited.
I knew I was enjoying it, but I didn't know I was making all those noises. I had a great time.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
ZM.
We just replayed the audio of destroying the ice cream truck yesterday. We're going to get that video up very soon of a tank just absolutely destroying it. But yesterday, great day for the gram. Great day for a new profile picture. Yep. How often do you get to straddle the cannon of a tank?
Yep. And you look more manly on a tank.
Did you get lots of followers through the tank action?
I don't know what's the tank fetish hashtags.
Hashtag tank fetish.
I hashtagged mine babes on tanks.
Okay, hang on, I'll go.
Did I show you the photo I got of you on a tank? I don't know, you scroll through that. You tell me if you want to use any of those. Because I don't know if I sent you
those. Yeah, I've just got my knee up on the tank gun.
Good, great angle. I don't know, this beautiful, blokey. And James got a great
very
one
masculine.
Too, straddling the cannon of the tank. And James, that's got 267 likes on your gram. At James Marbick, if you want to follow on the gram and see the photo.
Thank you for the plug, at James Marbick.
While you're there, at James Marbick on Instagram, you might see a very interesting comment.
This is where it got a little bit creepy. We noticed this on the plane last night, didn't we?
Yeah, weird. So it's James has put Fletch and I took the same photo, but at least we didn't break the tank like Vaughn, which is true. I was in it when it broke, but the Incredible Hulk breaks tanks, as people have pointed out.
Yep.
The first comment says, still in Chicha? ? And I thought, who's this? Do we know this person? Is this someone we know?
Maybe they wanted to catch up for a drink or a hello.
And the Instagram name is 40237.
Yep.
So I was like, I can't remember James playing football or anything like that. I wonder what the deal is.
Yep. So you clicked on the profile.
Well, I did click on the profile. And
look at Laura's face. She's like, what is happening next?
This is the bio. 4237, 20 feet for you, discreet 20-year-old Australian looking for cute guys after money for pictures of their feet.
What?
DM me discreet. And they don't have any photos, no profile picture.
They haven't posted any photos.
No.
It's just that's all there is there. So
you
there
just
is
want pictures of your hooves.
Yeah.
Your feet are tiny and disgusting.
Well,
that's actually...
Rich coming from Gorilla Feet himself.
You came in real hot. Can you just get your hoof up there, please, for me, so I can just have a look?
It's
so you can leave it in your boot. I just want to see.
Don't take your boot off. I want to know, has this person previously seen your feet somewhere?
I highly doubt it.
Or are they just seeing?
I'm not even a gentleman. Like,
I know, because
what
have
they seen the rest of the?
Have not seen sun in a long time.
But
they've been in a sock all morning.
You've got very small feet.
Yeah, we'll put it up there on the desk.
What?
Like that.
I've got bigger feet than you.
What size foot have you got?
It doesn't mean anything though, guys.
Feet you've got just tiny little feet.
You know, it's not.
It's like an 8 or 9 or something. It's like a 9.
Structure-wise, it's not a bad foot.
They're 100%.
We're wearing the same shoes. Put your shoe next to mine.
100%.
Oh, yeah, they're the same. No, they're the same size, yeah.
You've got the same size feet as Laura.
No, mine are bigger.
Whatever.
You know what they say about big feet? Big shoes.
I'm certainly worried if you had a bigger penis than James, Laura. Yeah. That would be of great concern.
I didn't want to say anything, but I'm glad you put it out there.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought you were referring initially to the comment where it said, are you supposed to sit further back to represent your...
Yeah, that was the comment I thought you were going to go for. Very chody,
the footy
James.
One.
Yeah.
Wowza.
So yeah.
Did you send him a picky?
Somebody has taken to James's chody little feet. And they
didn't
would like
see my feet. I mean, they're not chody feet. They're beautiful feet.
The feet are... I'm just looking
are
at the picture. The feet are hanging and the angle of the boot maybe is quite an appealing angle. They want to see what's underneath.
Right. So, okay, James, let's look at this because someone is offering you money
for pictures of your feet. What do you care?
That's not
only your feet.
I know. And you know the classic rule, like never put your feet and your face in the same photo.
Yeah.
So I feel like... I can probably get away with this.
You should message footy 237 back.
I said to Claire last night, I said, look, have you looked at the person who's commented on my Instagram?
Yeah.
It's like, we've got a chance here to make some money. I'm going to start exploiting myself. And
it's only exploiting myself. Brilliant.
Does she have any sexual desire towards your feet?
No, absolutely not.
But is it
no
weird
No one's ever
that...
shown any interest in my feet
because
before.
Because I've heard this friend of mine.
Yeah.
They found out their partner was
into feet,
cheating on them. They were buying the person that they were cheating on them with socks. And like they were like, why were you buying them socks? Like, that's weird. That's
what?
Not at all sexy. You're buying them socks. And then you'd be like, send me a photo of you wearing the socks, because they found it all on their phone.
Yeah.
And they were like, why? Like, what's wrong with you? It's so weird. And it turns out they had like this nasty ass foot fetish. And they'd buy them socks, and then they'd take a photo of them in the socks, and then like slowly like pull it down and a bit of ankle, and then like slowly take off the sock and send them like.
Mercy.
Yeah. I want to know how much
feet are nasty.
Fergie was a toe sucker. Remember Duchess of
Yes,
Pork?
There was the.
I don't think that's a legitimate title. Is it Duchess of something? Yeah, she sucked the toes.
How much would you consider, James?
Oh. $50? Like,
so that's the thing, you're entering the market. Like, you don't know what the going rate is for a good shot of a nude foot.
Could I Google foot fetish and see what
comes up? If it was like 50 to 100, I mean, I'll send 2 feet for $100.
2 for $100?
50 well,
like,
feet. 50
it doesn't, it wouldn't take any time. Like,
I've gone.
It's like an hourly rate. It's a good hourly rate.
Go to like number one shoe warehouse and just sit and enjoy people.
Well, that's the thing. I've been to the supermarket in bare feet. There's probably some pervert getting off on it.
Oh my God. There's actually a website for how much do you charge for foot fetish stuff.
Go on. What do you got?
How much is your virtue worth to you?
Oh, now they're getting all
can someone explain
high and mighty.
Can someone with a foot fetish explain this to us? Because I don't get it.
And there's the two opposite ends of it. Some people are completely freaked out by feet. You know the time we had the toe cut?
Yeah.
What about the time we did the toe cuddle? And there's the video of us doing the toe cuddle.
Oh.
The foot fetish people have probably played with themselves.
$50 half an hour, $100 an hour.
$100 an hour, but that's not a picture, that's a video.
I think that's a different kind of...
You should set up a web stream, James. Jamesfoot.com.
Some are saying 200
now. The guy hasn't seen my feet yet, so he might get a photo and be like, no.
And do we know that it's a... Oh, yeah, it said it was a he.
Wow. All right, well, we'll keep you updated. James is going to DM him.
Am I going to DM him?
I think you should DM him.
I think you should. Some of his followers include Smelly Socks Cheese Feet.
Right.
And Smell My Socks with a Z. So...
Add me to the list.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
We said before that James had a comment on his Instagram of somebody asking him for pictures of his feet. From a photo that didn't have picture... The feet were in boots.
You were wearing boots, James.
I was.
How's this? There's been a development. We've got developments on developments. We're going to talk to Amy in a minute. James first, though. Listen to this. Fletch doesn't know this. James just told me this.
Okay. So I went in to send a message to
inquire about how much...
To get, you know, information. And on the 1st of March, when I went into the messages and sent it, it opened up all the other messages...
Oh, yeah.
...that have been sent prior. 1st of March, 2016... 22:16. That's 10:16.
10, quarter past 10 at night, like a few weeks ago.
Don't speak military.
Well, okay. You never had a tank yesterday. What size feet are you? Question mark.
This person has already DM'd James on the gram. They are into you.
The next day, James, you dude.
James, you dude. Like,
and then, you are a dude. You really are.
16th of March, so he's like playing hard to get 2 weeks later.
Yeah. Doesn't want to seem overly keen.
No,
yeah.
Obviously not.
Yep.
You want to make some dollars discreet? Question mark?
Yeah.
Oh. So I've sent a photo today.
Of what?
Just of my boots, because I don't want to give everything away.
No, you're giving it to him for free.
He's he needs a
You're teasing. He's seen the profile Tinder pic. He's not got the nudes yet.
Exactly. And I was like, how does this work? Question mark. Hey, so I'm going
to
make a cash.
You have to keep me updated, because this stuff amazes me.
It's amazing, all of us. In fact, we've heard from a few people that have, been involved with people that have foot fetishes. And Amy, you've actually made money like James.
My friend put me onto this person on Bevo when I was a bit younger, about 16, wanting to make a bit of money. And this guy used to message and put $50 in your account for you to wear socks over a month period. The dirtier, the better, he said. And then they'd get you to post them to him, but at a certain time of the month when his parents wouldn't receive them.
What?
So okay. this was in the days of Bebo.
Yeah.
So we're talking like 10 years ago.
Yeah, because I'm 26 now, so 10 years ago.
So you were 16 and you were mailing dirty socks because a guy had a foot fetish. And how much money all up did you make?
Yeah, and I couldn't actually really get them very smelly, so I used to, like, rub them in pot plants and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Get a bit of sense from them.
Fake filth.
How many times did you do this? How much did you make?
I think it was about 4 times I did it. And I had a boyfriend at the time and he thought it was a bit weird, but...
I'm not surprised.
I needed the money.
Did you? And your parents didn't know at the time?
Oh, yeah, I live with my mum and she thought it was weird too, but... That's
right. Mum, I just assume this is one of those things you never told your mum.
Don't tell mum.
No, I've got a pretty good relationship with mum. She thought it was a bit weird. And actually, I'm sure at one point she was like, oh, who is this guy? I need some money.
Yeah. Mum's like, if anyone's grubby, I do grubby.
$50.
Yeah, no, I'm just joking. She didn't actually do that.
No, yeah. Amazing. All right, well, so maybe James could make some legitimate cash here, Amy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure his name was Charles, but God knows what the last name was.
Charles, there's somewhere out there a Charles listening right now.
And he was in New Zealand. He was in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you
very much, Amy. That's so interesting.
All right, a couple. Have we had more correspondence?
There's a text message in. I've just seen this text message. Somebody said, James, I've just been going through your Instagram and 4237 has commented on a lot of your other photos asking about your feet.
Have you never noticed?
No, I don't really. Hang on, I'm going to have it. I'll give a quick. Oh, yep, PM me. I can see on one about a month and a half ago. There's one
PM. Have you got any photos in your gram where your feet are visible?
No, like, I don't believe so. There's
so
one
they think
tutu,
you're hot.
Though.
They think you're hot and they want your feet.
I don't know if I'd go that far. I just think, oh, yep.
Well, there's
another one here when we were at the Sevens, all in our princess dresses.
And you were in a tutu. You were think about it, you were in a fairy outfit, tutu.
I don't know what this means, but hashtag cuties on dice. What's that mean?
Cuties on dice.
Wow.
Okay, wow.
The Fletch, Vaughn and Megan podcast.
Troy Sivan, hello.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Really good. We can announce today that you are coming to Little Old New Zealand. Yes.
I am. I'm so excited.
Although, as an Australian, it shouldn't be that much of a surprise, as I believe the net migration, more Australians coming to New Zealand than New Zealanders going to Australia for the first time ever.
I mean, I get it. I've been to New Zealand on holiday and it's so pretty there. I was obsessed with it. So, yeah, I don't blame anyone who wants to move over there.
I was going to ask, because a lot of Australians don't really come for a holiday here. You go, like, Bali or something.
Yeah, I've done that a couple of times too, but New Zealand, I went and I stayed in, it was Queenstown.
Yes, I was going to say.
The best week.
Beautiful. That is the hub of Australia when it's the winter months.
Yeah, quite a few Australians get arrested for being too pissed up in the ski season, Troy. So be careful.
Yeah, that was me last year.
Yeah. Now, so you're going to play Christchurch and Auckland, and all the details, zmonline.com. Very excited. But you've just been at South by Southwest, is that right?
Yeah, so I just finished up my US tour, and we finished up playing two shows at South by in Austin, and yeah, it was insane. It was so cool.
Because you always hear about the South by Southwest, and I'd love to go one year. It looks amazing. Was it mind-blowing? Were there just music people everywhere and celebrities?
Yeah, it's literally like the whole of Austin. Like, you can walk into a pizza shop or, like, you know, a clothes shop or whatever, and they've built, like, little stages in there, and everywhere becomes a music venue. So, like, there's, you know, like, someone like Drake showed up and did the big stage, but then you've got, like, you know, these tiny unsigned bands who are playing, you know, like pizza shops and stuff like that. It's so cool. The vibe's amazing. You can just kind of, like, walk in and you never know what you're going
to
find.
Now, last time we talked, you said you wanted to do a collab with Lorde, and I said I'd get in touch with her mum. So I have done that.
But she hasn't messaged
she
back, has
she? No, she has. She heard about it before I messaged, because when our interview played on air, she had people texting her.
Oh, right.
Saying you're going to be hearing from the radio because the host has just made some ridiculous promises to a musician about sorting out a collab with your daughter. So it'll probably be discussed at the next Yelich O'Connor family meeting.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So wait, what was the final response?
She said she's going to... Well, I mean, you're definitely not out. It's not it's not locked in, but it hasn't been shit canned.
Right. So it's kind of out there.
Well, good news. Yeah. I mean, I guess no news is good news, right?
Exactly. Yes. Well, I mean, you're coming to tour, so maybe that would... If Lorde was here then, maybe the stars will align.
That would be pretty insane. Yeah, I would love that. I don't know if she's there at the moment, but yeah, she is. Hey.
We'll sort it out. So before that, you're about to embark on a European tour. You're having a couple of weeks not touring, and then you're off to Europe. Anywhere over there that you haven't been that you're really looking forward to?
I have been before, but I remember I went on a family holiday. We went to Amsterdam, and I loved it. And I'm also really supposed to play Zurich. I loved Zurich when we were there as a family. And then there's a bunch of places that I haven't been to before that we're going. I've never been to Madrid, and we're playing Madrid, and that's really cool. Yeah, I mean, it's basically just like I look at the calendar and I just see like all of these amazing city names that I've always wanted to go to my whole life. And it's like makes me feel very, very spoiled.
Kind of clocking life. It's like you're doing the OE.
But getting paid to do something fun.
And you don't have to stay in backpackers.
100%, yeah. No, we're at like quite nice hotels. So how's that?
Good. Well, how old were you when you went on the family trip to Amsterdam?
I think 16.
16, right.
I think Amsterdam without mum and dad is going to be way more fun.
Yeah, there might be a couple of things to have a look at in Amsterdam without mum and dad.
No, the thing is that I think mum and dad actually might be there with me again.
Mum! She's like, we'd love to go back to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Oh, mum, don't.
Hey, well, Troy Sivan, good luck with the European tour. After that, later this year in Christchurch and Auckland, very excited that you'll be playing in New Zealand for the first time.
Can't wait.
The Fletch, Vaughan and Megan podcast. Flashback Friday.
Okay.
No pressure, but I was pretty good for my first time last week.
You just were, so. Actually. I am choosing quite a controversial song, I think.
Okay.
But there's a reason why I've picked this.
All right.
I'll even admit it's a bit of a rubbish song, but it's one of those songs that's got that nostalgia, the retro feels, it's got the memories.
You don't forget the words. Is it one of those?
Yeah. It's one of those songs that might come on at a bar at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Get off the fence and pick a side. Because so far I've heard, I picked it and this is why, and I don't like it, I'm reluctant, but this is why it's good.
We're going back to the end of 1998 for this song. It's by a Dutch pop band. Oh, the song was their biggest hit in the United States, number 26 there. It made it to number 3 in the UK, number 2 in Australia, and only number 9 here. But that did not stop some sellout tours all across the country about 15 years ago. And the big news is they're coming back to play in Hamilton on the 28th of October and Auckland's Bruce Mason Centre on the 29th.
Why,
the Finger Boys.
Why wouldn't they come back? After their first tour was described as simply clipping the ticket, 50 minutes of lip-synced jazzercise,
and a disappointment on all levels, including visuals, backdrop, creative lighting, and graphics.
Yeah, I think this is one where you get a group of friends together, get really drunk,
yeah,
go along,
sing into your impulse bottles.
Exactly.
Remember being 10.
And remember being 10, yep. Exactly.
Oh my God, I forgot it started with horns.
Yeah, I know.
Like a bar.
All right, it's your Friday flashback.
Woo-hoo.
Venga boys, we like to party.
I've got your back. On
to
them.
We like to party. We like to party.
Seconds got me.
You really got into that in the end.
It's your Friday flashback on ZN, the Venga Boys, who are coming to the country in October.
Are they? What?
I realise I've never ever known the words to that song.
I think all they say is we like to party.
The Venga bus is coming and everybody's jumping. New York to San Francisco into a city disco. The wheels are still turning.
I can only imagine that the phone lines are ringing off the hook now because of that song, not because people think we haven't given away the Choice of Arn tickets. Just quickly, Chanel has picked up the first double pass of Choice of Arn. But what is the feedback like for this week's Friday flashback?
Well, where do we start? Someone said, Laura, you can go back to Howracky now if you like. I think Fletcher's
I don't think sufficiently that scared you off. Into Venga Boys.
No, that's what they're saying. You can leave if you're offended by this.
Oh, right. No, I'm not offended.
Great song. Feel good Friday feeling.
Yeah.
Someone said, we kind of got the point about 20 seconds in. We didn't need the last 3 minutes of it.
You know,
my kids are mortified that this was ever a song and that their mum knows all the words.
Oh, my God.
You know, I didn't really want to play that at the start of it, but then in the middle of it, I was like, I've done a good thing
you
here.
You have done
for
a good
people,
thing.
For the people.
For the people. You've set them up for the weekend the way it deserves to be set up by a little bit of Venga Boys.
And I would say don't go and see them. I mean, maybe.
Just play the song on a Saturday night. Have a few drinks and play the song. I think
it would be so disappointing, that gig.
For the last 30 seconds of that song, we were regretting it. After that, you've got another, 50 minutes.
It's a get drunk, go with your girlfriends kind of night.
That's exactly right.
Somebody else said they were sitting in their car when that song came on and they slowly started shaking their head and they looked at the car next to them and the person was also shaking their head back at them.
But then they got into it.
Well, no, they never said that.
Okay.
That was never anything.
Come on.
You tried.
It's Vaughan's pick next week.
Good on you for trying.
So we'll see how you do.
Yesterday, we went straight from work to the airport. We flew to Christchurch because if you've missed it, the video's on our Facebook page, by the way, facebook.com/FEMZM to see the video of the destruction of the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
But we were on our phones quite a bit and the phone battery started getting low.
Yeah.
So when we jumped in the Thunder in Christchurch, I had my cord, my USB cord that's a USB on one end and a thing to charge your phone on the other.
We don't need an explanation of what a USB cord is.
And I plugged it into the little USB thing in the car and I plugged it into my phone.
And
I had just plugged it in.
Yeah.
And I get what is, in my life and in my relationship specifically, I find the most annoying question in the world.
Because you are someone that doesn't get flustered easy. You're very laid back.
No, I don't really.
You don't do anything in a rush.
Yeah.
You don't really blow up at all.
I don't care about much.
This is one of your very few hot buttons.
It's the worst question ever. What percent are you on? When somebody asks me what percent I'm on regarding how charged my battery is because they want to use the charger, I lose it.
How are things at home?
No, things are good. Things are good.
No, don't start them on
that. There are spare chargers all around our house. Like, you know, if someone leaves a charger behind and then it's gone, chances are I've stolen it.
Because it's at your house.
There are chargers. Like, there's two permanent phone chargers in our kitchen.
Okay.
Right. On the bench. Because it happened far too often.
I'd plug my phone into charge in the kitchen and I'd be at the kitchen table or doing something about the place and my wife would say, oh, you're on 60%. I'm only on 40. I'm taking the charger. And I'd say, no, well, you're not in dire need of it. You're on 40%.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but we might go out soon. Well, go and get your charger. That's... And it would kick off.
Wow,
it would kick off.
And that's where
it would
starts.
Be all on. And it's anywhere. I hate the thought that I've got my cord out, plugged it in, like in the car yesterday.
Yep.
Well, what percent are you on? I'm like, don't even ask what percent I'm on. It's my cord.
You
my cord,
ahead.
My charge.
My cord. I didn't plug my phone in because it's on 90%. I was on the red thing. So I was under 20% yesterday.
Oh,
when I
got to switch
it
to yellow.
And Fletcher was like, man, what percent are you on? Man, because... We might use my phone for Google Maps. I'm for fun where we're going, and I might need. I'll just like use my phone. It's charging. Don't touch it. Just let it charge.
And then James later, he didn't hear this. Was like, what percent are you
what
on?
What percent are you on?
And we started all again.
Oh my
again.
God! Did you go on a rant?
What percent are you on? It just drives me up the wall. It drives me bonkers.
Oh, look at you.
Well, the worst is coming back to your phone and it's been unplugged, but it's still just sitting there.
Oh, yeah, that does.
Somebody else's. Yeah. You just think your phone's been charging for 3/4 of an hour, so you're going to have lots of juice, but it was uncharged, unplugged after 10 and it's just been sitting idly by.
Does your wife do that as well?
All
does Sade do that?
All the time.
She's probably learned not to ask now just to charge.
Oh, no, she does. She knows. She knows.
Is it right?
She knows the buttons.
Tell her where's the pants in that relationship.
Yeah. I don't even have pants anymore. but it just the question, what percent are you on? Is
your hot button?
You're actually starting to get a sweaty bra.
Yeah, I'm just got a little sore on my neck too, like a stress on my shoulders.
Okay,
feels like it's on my shoulders. But then Fletch kept saying, it's a stupid thing. You don't worry about that. Just give everybody a fair charge, which is only because he didn't have his cord out because there's no way he'd be sharing. But I was wondering if in your group of friends or in your relationship, there's something little like that that really is your button.
Your little hot button
your
that gets you
button.
Really worked up and angry almost.
Something that people can't understand why you get angry about it.
Do you have one of those, Laura?
A little
is there something that Marty at home always does and you're just like...
No, we've already strung their relationship up to dry this week enough already.
Yeah, we sit here.
Tell us five things that annoy each other.
It's just the late thing. Every time we get in the car,
he's like, I'll be like, oh God, but you know, we're a bit late. And he'll go, well, you could have taken a bit less time to get ready.
Yes.
And then I'll just give him the, right.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
That's fine.
Some text messages. And this started because yesterday, everybody in the car at some stage throughout the day made the vital mistake of asking me what percent my phone was on because I had thought ahead to grab my charging cable and be charging as we drove.
It's a hot
stupid
button
question.
For
Vaughan. Oh, it just really gets my goat up. Like, just wait. I'll unplug it when it's charged you may use the cord.
when I'm at 100%, you can have a go.
I'm comfortable with. I will let you know.
Around about 80, I'm okay with. If I'm about 80, I'll be willing to share. But don't ask. I'll share when I'm ready. Somebody said, Vaughan, I feel your pain. I had this very same problem. I solved it by getting my wife a Samsung, and now she can't use my charger.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
unless
good.
Unless she takes out your cable and still uses the USB hole.
Oh, uses the base of the charger.
Yeah.
What is she, a monster?
I've actually got something for you that Guppy just texted in. Guppy's bought this plug that you can put two cords in. Two of the iPhones.
And do you know you can get, you know, electrical sockets at home now?
Yeah.
You can get USB ones.
If so you're getting your house rewired.
Yeah, you plug in your plugs and then you can also get ones with USB.
Just USB.
Yeah. It's amazing. We've got them here in the studio as well, these nice little round ones
like
that have a couple in. And so they're,
but on your wall.
They're wired into the main. So all you need is your cable.
Yeah. That's next level.
Somebody text messaged in, my absolute hot button is when someone doesn't want food.
Yep.
They say they're not hungry. And then when you get yours, they'll be like, I'll just have a little bite of yours.
What's that?
I'm pretty sure that's what ended one of my 5-year relationships. My only 5-year relationship.
I was going to say one of them.
Like, you didn't want a combo, but now you're eating my chips.
Yeah.
Back up off this.
No, next time, order a combo.
Yeah.
I wasn't hungry. No, order a combo. Okay, I've just been taken back
okay?
there. It's quite
See,
that's, made me very.
That's
my. Put the Venga Boys back on.
That's my. What percent are you on?
Yeah, all right, Kieran, what's your little hot button that gets you going?
Hi, my partner says anything or something instead of something.
Oh, no!
Oh, my
Kieran, does he do that on purpose to get you going?
I think he does now.
Oh, right. Because you never admit, yeah, I guess if you brought it up, then he'd know that it annoyed you, so he'd keep doing it.
I feel I'm going to immediately regret asking you this, Kieran, but does he do anything else?
Does he say performance?
No, he says I done it instead of I did it.
Kieran, don't. You'll get bored an aneurysm.
My Australian sister-in-law says I seen that. And every time she says it, I can feel myself going, and like my eye shuts a little bit. And I'm like,
Such a great, the grammar police.
Yeah. I am known as the grammar Nazi.
No, you're not. You're speaking the languages that was meant to be spoken.
All right, Bailey, your boyfriend, what's the thing that always annoys you?
He is the loudest eater ever.
Gone. Worse. There's nothing worse than someone that chews over your shoulder, but
slurps. But you still
slurps.
Love him though.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that was cute.
Not for long though. That will wear you right down.
Unless he stops closing his mouth. Yeah. Rosie, what's the one thing that gets you going?
Oh, it's my husband. When he turns around and says, "Oh, what's wrong?" and there's nothing wrong, and then after the fifth time, he's like, "What's wrong?" and it's like, "Nah, there'll be something wrong soon."
Yeah, the thing that's wrong is you keep asking me what's wrong.
Yeah, exactly. But there must be something wrong. Are you doing that thing where there is something wrong, but you're not telling him there's something wrong?
No, most of the time there's nothing wrong.
Oh, most
like, unless it's a facial thing I have that makes it look like there's something wrong, but there's not.
What's your resting bitch face?
Because I've got resting bitchy face.
Yeah.
No, well, I don't know. I don't have a mirror, so I can't see what my face is doing.
You don't have a single mirror.
Well, no, you know what? You should get him to wear a GoPro for 24 hours on his head. Get one of those head straps or chest straps
that's
with
so
a GoPro.
Sexy.
Yeah, and then you'll be able to see what he's dealing with. Ella, the one thing, the hot button that gets you going.
Is my partner, when he's ready to leave for work, I'm a stay-at-home mum, he'll turn all the lights off on me. He decides it's time to save power because he's leaving for work.
Yeah, so...
And I'm not allowed the lights on.
Are you still asleep at that time or are you in the room?
No, I'm awake. I'll be in the kitchen on the computer having a coffee and he will turn all the house lights off.
He's like, you don't
need to walk out the door.
Is it the time of the day where it's light outside, someone just needs to pull the curtains?
No, I lose it about... 6:30 a.m.
So it's still dark.
Real
life. Just leave the light. Is it because he knows that he has to go to work and you're probably just going to leave them on all day?
I don't know. Like, we have the debate. I'll sort of be like, "Hey, actually not, because I'm still here." And he'll be like, "Well, you don't need all the lights on." Like, actually, I do.
Actually,
so I'll wait till he gets to the car, which is parked in the driveway, and then I'll just lock out our kitchen window with a big grin and turn all the lights back on.
Nice.
Oh, this is healthy stuff.
I love it.
Healthy stuff.
Thanks, you call Ella.
Some text messages in. When my husband tells me to simmer down.
Simmer down.
You know when you're uttering the phrase that it's going to get them, set them off, isn't it? But you do it anyway.
Someone said, "I hate hearing people whistle after lunchtime." And my partner knows this.
Before lunch is all good.
They think whistling should be strictly kept to the mornings. I'm siding with every text and call we've had, but I can't side with this person.
Stop being happy in the PM.
Somebody said, "This is the one thing, and my partner knows it drives me nuts. She'll go on her phone when we're watching a television show or a movie and then ask what's happened because she's missed a part." What happened there? Can you rewind that? I missed that part.
That would get me upset too.
Somebody said their partner leaves the wet towel on my side of the bed after he showers.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with some people?
That is bad.
Fletch, Vaughn, and Megan.
Fact of the This fact of the day, this is a goodie. I had no idea. I'd never really thought about it.
Okay.
There should be, if you work in the emergency services, you should know this, but in New Zealand...
I've got a workplace first aid certificate. Does this include me?
I can tell you what coloured light you'd have in a minute, because today's fact of the day is that different coloured lights on emergency vehicles mean different things.
What do you mean really? Different? Well, what? Of course they do. There's blue and red, that's police.
Yeah, but why have they got blue and red?
Because of the popo.
But why have they
and
got blue and red?
And fire and ambulance are both
their
red.
Yes.
And then the house movers are purple and yellow, orange. Do you even have the house movers?
The house movers are purple.
Do you know house movers, you're always like, damn it, I slowed down for a house moving pilot vehicle.
Why are you upset that you slowed down for a pilot vehicle?
Well, I'm not because I'm doing the speed limit, Vaughn.
But why are you upset about that? They're there to warn you that there's a hazard
coming
up.
No, but they're just, sometimes they're just off duty. Maybe they've got the family.
Why would they have the lights on then?
They're just permanently affixed to the top of the ute, aren't they?
No, you can ignore them if they're not going.
No, but from a distance, you think it's a cop, don't you?
I always get that with white taxis.
Yes!
I'm like, whoa!
Damn it, it's
just a white taxi.
Just another blue bubble.
Just a white taxi.
So
red... Red, if it's got the ability to flash the colour red, that's used by any vehicle defined as an emergency vehicle to signify other vehicles to give way to that emergency vehicle.
Okay.
So in New Zealand, red is used on the fire service, ambulance services, and of course the New Zealand police have a red light.
So it means emergency and give way. So
you should
pull
give
over.
Way. Okay, you should give way. This is an emergency vehicle that you need to get out of the way of. So blue can be used by any vehicle that has the statutory authority to signify a vehicle to pull over and stop. So not just get out of the way, but actually stop.
Right.
So blue is used by police in conjunction with red.
Yeah.
Blue is also used by customs officers, fisheries officers, and marine reserve officers.
So they can actually pull you over and you have to stop.
If it's got a blue flashing light, it means that they can stop you.
Okay.
You just can't keep going and be like, I was
at
just
the risk of sounding like a moron, I just thought they were lights.
Me too. I just thought they were lights to get your attention.
Exactly.
And you knew blue and red meant police versus ambulance, which is like red and white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But red means get out the way. Blue means get out the way. I'll pull you over.
Okay.
Move.
You
can want to pull you over.
Exactly. Right. Amber or orange, I don't know why they just didn't say orange, may be operated by towing companies, traffic management agencies, or other utility vehicles where necessary to warn motorists of a hazard, such as, you said, Fletch, oversized vehicles or their pilot vehicles.
Right. Okay.
Purple.
here we go.
Purple must be fitted to pilot vehicles escorting an oversized vehicle. So that's where you see purple and amber lights.
Wow, okay.
Because it's warning you of a hazard, but the purple also means it's oversized.
Now, what
about Tinky Winky was?
What about pink?
Is there
no
a pink one?
Oh, there's no pink. Flashing.
Green emergency lighting is used by registered medical practitioners, a registered nurse, or registered midwife on emergency calls. It grants them no special privileges or exemptions from traffic laws.
So
it just
why
lets you know, maybe get out of my way because someone's about to have a baby and I need to be there.
I've never, ever seen in New Zealand a green flashing light.
No, neither.
Apparently midwives, they're legit to carry them. And chuck them on their roof and turn them on. But it doesn't mean they can run red lights. It doesn't mean they can pull you over or stop you. You don't have to get out of their way, but it would be a nice thing to do.
It'd be good if the pregnant woman could get that just in case they went into labour. Just pop it on.
Green.
Off we go.
But it's like you get it from Plunkett.
Yeah.
30-week scan.
Here's your light.
That's the equivalent of just being a security guard, isn't it? The green flashing light.
Yeah.
You really want the blue
and
red?
No, they just put their little torch out the window and turn it on and off, on and off. Come on, guys. I wanted to be a cop, but I didn't.
And so no other colours?
Not in New Zealand that are officially recognised by the New Zealand Transport Authority. So just to recap, red, get out my way. Blue, I can pull you over. Amber, I'm towing something or there's a hazard you need to be aware of.
Yeah.
Purple, oversized vehicle coming. And green, any medical professional, but you don't have to get out of their way for them.
Fact of the day.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
Earlier this morning, we talked about James, the producer, who joins us in studio now. This started on Instagram yesterday. In fact, it's been going on quite a while. He's been propositioned on Instagram.
Yeah. Now, it's got to the point now where I'm over the initial shock of it, and I'm jealous I haven't been propositioned. I've got quite nice feet.
I know, that's what my initial was like, well, what's wrong with my feet?
Can you tell this person that, because if you've just joined us, James has been propositioned. Somebody wants to give him money in exchange for photos of James's naked feet.
They haven't seen my feet.
This is quite timely because only a week ago, in fact, it's been going on for maybe a few years even, there's a bit of a scam with students, people asking them to be foot models, and then these photos.
Getting the photos and they're never paying for them.
They never get paid, and then these photos end up on like foot fetish websites. It's a thing. People are into feet.
Weird.
I don't like feet.
So, James, run us through the Instagram. What he's propositioned you.
Yep. Commented on a post last night and a few before that I hadn't noticed. And then we went to message him back and noticed that he'd also messaged me earlier than that.
Previously, right. earlier this month.
Earlier than this
month. Right. So you've said, what's the deal?
So, I said, how does this work? And sent a photo of my boots kind of having a laugh.
Yeah.
And then he's replied and said, I'll pay. Can I see them bare? Fully discreet, cute boots, by the way.
Well, at least he likes your boots, wow. BT Dove.
Mm. Now, here's the thing. Don't ever give them the money shot without getting the money first.
They give you, always take the cash before the goods.
Yeah.
But then, like, if I give out my bank account number.
Correct.
Can they scam me?
Yeah.
Like, what happens if next minute I've got no money?
PayPal.
Yes, do a PayPal.
Should I?
So fetish people would have PayPal, right?
Of course they would.
Yeah.
So do I do a PayPal, you reckon?
Yeah, I would say
you're starting to get seriously into this foot game, though. Like, if you're setting up a PayPal account, get yourself GSC registered, James, so start claiming against the company.
Do you know what we could do is take you through to the photo studio and do an actual proper photo shoot?
Well, let's see how much he's willing to offer. Let's not go crazy.
Or promise your foot and then just send mine.
He's never going to know.
He'll know.
It was your looks that got us the in, and then it's my feet that they're getting off to, so that's great for my ego.
Way,
so I don't want to be left out.
I feel sick.
Either way.
You sound a turn because you're all for the idea when there's going to be a bit of chingos changing.
End of the day, if the face is in the photos, it's just some dude's feet. I don't
James
mind.
Is hot. It turns out James is hot property in the twink market. He's been getting follows on Instagram just this very morning.
Babe.
What's the twink market? The white liquid that you scrub out a pen writing with.
Yeah,
right.
I think it's a term in the gay world.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I will just Urban Dictionary that.
Okay,
twink
right.
Definition.
Yeah, so.
Here we go, right. So, I mean, it's good because you want the Instagram followers and the attention.
Well, I want the money, I think.
An attractive, boyish-looking young gay man. Oh. The stereotypical twink is 18 to 22, slender with little or no body hair, often blonde, which is almost you're describing James.
Except for the gay part, though, because I have got a girlfriend.
Okay, no one asked you about that part, but if you really wanted to reiterate that's important.
That was really defensive, James.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
A twink is the gay answer to a blonde bimbo cheerleader, apparently.
Oh,
right,
okay.
That's a very high praise.
Very high praise.
So I guess I just carry on then.
I'd message back and say, look, you can money first,
good,
and then I'll send you my feet.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Well,
Laura, are you all for him doing this?
I think it's a good way to make some cash. It'll take the attention away from that little beard you're growing. No, I think you should do it.
He's trying to become
worried
a bear.
About my safety, though, are they?
I'm very concerned. That's what I'm saying. I think my wife has a PayPal account.
Right.
If you want
don't get her involved in that. That's a legitimate business account, Vaughn.
Yeah, we get our children taken off us.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
ZM. On ZM. Fletch, Vaughn and Laura, it's time for last calls. We're going to start with Alice this morning. Alice, what's your story for last calls?
Hello.
Hi, Alice.
Hi.
What now?
Hi, how you going?
Good. So what happened?
So last year I entered the local country pub escort beauty pageant.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Miss Grouse.
Miss Grouse. Like, because that's what rural blokes say, don't they? You're grouse.
She is.
Okay.
So it was down to the third and final section of the night, the footwear section.
No. Yeah. Ooh, okay.
And there was about 150, 200 people there.
Okay.
So I was wearing my Hawaiian girl hula outfit.
Oh, yeah.
You do two laps of the stage. So I did one lap and the crowd was kind of like dull. So I was like, all right, I'll spice things up. Underneath my hula skirt, I was wearing my bikini bottoms, and I had a tie on the side.
Yep.
As I ripped off the hula skirt to try and get everything going, it ripped off the tie of my bikini, and it just went flying everywhere.
What? So you were naked from the waist down?
The waist down.
Yeah, so the whole 200 people saw my front lady bits. So I just grabbed it and just kept walking and walked the rest of the way and then went off stage and that was it.
Oh, my
God. Alice, the question must be asked.
Yes.
Did you place?
That was the heat. I won my heat.
Yes. Of course you did. Brilliant. Okay.
Of course you did.
But you didn't win the final.
Did you get your bum out again? No,
you didn't show enough.
What, did the winner, like, have sex on stage with their husband or something to crowd even more revved up?
All right, let's go now to Harrison. Harrison, your story for last calls.
Morning, team.
Morning.
My story was a few weeks ago I was at a pub quiz.
Yep.
It came to the round of hidden talents.
Okay.
So most people did karaoke or had a good joke. Yep. Our team didn't really have anything.
Yep.
So they pressured me into taking my underpants off whilst wearing my jeans to present them at the front of the pub quiz.
How? So you must have some very baggy jeans.
No, no, they were quite tight. It was a dark room or a dark pub given the situation.
Yep.
And we did end up winning, so it was entirely worth it.
So you did the girls' knicker trick in your jeans?
I did.
How do you do that, though?
Oh, no, I'm not going
to
do it.
Because you have to get one leg in right and then the other leg in, but then you have to stretch it all the way down. And
you've got to have stretchy knickers.
You've got to have stretchy
knickers. Don't use your best ones.
Do you have stretchy knickers?
It's not easy. It is a trick.
Right.
To get them off, I'd almost just put scissors down the sides.
Okay, right.
And so they come in the middle.
That won your team the pub quiz.
It did.
Congratulations.
Wow, that's incredible. Thank All you. Right. Okay, Harrison, wait there. We're going to vote in just a sec. We're going to go to Callie, though. Callie, last calls. What's your story?
So I recently backed a movie on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Remember the David Farrier film about the tickling
fetishes? I'm so, because this is opening around the country soon. We're going to have David.
May.
We're going to have David in to talk about this because we actually followed this entire story. In fact, when he started his Kickstarter, he was in talking about it. Bizarre.
Yeah. It is. It's absolutely
bizarre.
Have
you seen it?
So we're seeing. Yeah.
Right.
Kickstarter's had a preview because we helped fund the thing.
Yep.
But then following that, I was kind of, you know, still thinking about the film afterwards and went and had a look on the Facebook page, made a comment on the Tickled Facebook page.
Yep. Yeah.
And I got all these weird friend requests, four of them now, and two weird message requests. And yes, one claiming to be from someone who was tickled, and another person offering me a job offer to tickle on camera.
Because if you don't know the story of Tickled, the movie, or the documentary, it's kind of a bit of an online scam, isn't it, really? And guys, or not even really a scam, but guys would be paid to be tickled.
Legitimately, huge amounts of money that get
paid. Much like James and his Instagram foot thing that's going on
at
the moment.
Paid money to get photos of his feet out there.
And then it ends up online and on all these weird porn
and
sites.
Farrier tried to blow it right open and he found the seedy underworld of the tickle.
Yeah.
So what, have you replied to any of these people, Kelly, or are they just...
You need to see the film before you realise just quite how terrifying to
see. So you've not replied, you've blocked them, you've not even been tempted.
No, I wouldn't even block them just in case. I'm just kind of hoping they go.
I'm so excited to see this film. Got amazing reviews at Sundance Film Festival. So,
wow.
Oh, great. Excited. All right. Wait there, Kelly. We're going to vote now the Tribal Council for our favourite story. Three great stories today. I don't know what to do.
It didn't matter because your vote didn't count anyway because Laura and I both voted for the same person.
Oh, right,
but it's democracy, so it's important to hear what the minority have to say, although we can choose completely ignore it.
Nice.
The winner of today's last calls is Alice. Congratulations. You just made flashing 200 people at the local rural pub worth it.
That was the Fletch, Vaughan and Megan podcast. For more, listen from 6 on ZM.
And check them out on Facebook.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughan and Megan.